This is KQEN Local Talk at 4. Each weekday, News Radio 1240 KQEN brings you local information at 4 o'clock. Now, Your Q, presented by Premier Insurance Group. Here is Shannon Sebastian with Your Q on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Your Q. I'm Shannon Sebastian, and we are... Boy, you know, I was outside today, I just have to say, and I was not sure what the weather was going to do. So I'm like, are we raining? Are we sunny? Are we raining? Are we sunny? And then I'm like, it's Oregon. We can be both in a 5-minute difference. So, but I'm really grateful. It's beautiful outside. And so hopefully you guys got out and got to enjoy some of your day in the beautiful outdoor weather. Or if the kids have soccer events or whatever is happening, you're getting to enjoy those today. So welcome to the show. And I have with me, joining me today, is Autumn Edwards with Regents Blue Cross Blue Shield of Oregon. Just going to give you a little snippet into who Autumn is. So Autumn is our Medicare broker sales executive for Southern and Central Oregon. That is a lot of turf that she covers. So if you're not sure what a sales executive does, we're going to have her fill you in here in a minute, because that's a lot of territory to cover. She helps agents understand Medicare, and more specifically, Regents Medicare plans, all the way from Bend to Bandon, Albany to Ashland, and everywhere in between. Autumn has been with the insurance industry for over 20 years. Prior to working with Regents, she was a broker serving throughout Oregon. She resides in Eugene and loves to spend the little tiny bit of time that we get during this time of year with her husband, who's a nurse, her son, who loves soccer and is a soccer player, and her daughter, who is currently away at college. So I just want to say thank you for taking some valuable time out of your day to join us here on the show today, and I really appreciate it.
Well, thank you for having me.
So I did talk about you have a huge territory.
I do.
You know, I work with multiple reps, and I think you by far have the biggest chunk of change, I think, of Oregon to cover. So I really value that you're taking some time out of your day, because I know you're spread thin this time of year. So
it's my pleasure, and it was so nice to be able to team up with you this summer when we did the parade, and so I'm happy to come back and help you and your listeners understand kind of what Medicare looks like, and more specifically, how Regents fits into that.
Well, thank you so much. And it was a joy. And I want to touch more on that a little bit later about the 4th of July, because Regents was one of the generous sponsors to help pull that off, and sponsored our VIP section, which was for very important people, which was our veterans. And we both share a big passion about that. So we'll touch on that later. So we talked a little bit about what your job is of helping agents, but tell us what you do and
sure.
And how you, 20 years is a while. So give us
some
background here.
20 years is a while. So throughout that tenure, I started off as an agent, much like yourself. And then I became an agency owner. And then I became a carrier representative, which is what I am now. So I'm a broker manager, which means I go out and I train agents like yourself how to do everything compliantly. When we're talking about Medicare, we deal with CMS, which is the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid. And so we want to make sure that people, and more specifically that our brokers, really have a firm understanding of all the intricacies of Medicare. We don't want it to seem scary. We just want to make sure that you know all the ins and outs, so that way you can tell your clients and prospective clients how to really find all those nuances. Because as you know, every year something changes with Medicare, and so that is my role.
Yeah, and you do a great job.
Thank you.
I always feel educated and thought of and taken care of. So thank you for doing that.
Yeah.
And actually, this time of year is our really busy time of year. Tomorrow starts, you know, our kickoff, you know, October 15th through December 7th is the time to enroll for your 2022 plan choices. And sometimes we just go. Honestly, it's like you never know when somebody's just going to walk in or need something or call. So you may think your day, like, you know what your day looks like when you go in, and that's never how your day ends.
That is never how your day looks. Yes. Annual election period begins tomorrow, and that is the time for anybody that is currently on Medicare, and that is more specifically on a Medicare Advantage plan, is able to look at their plans and really make any changes. This is also the time, if somebody is on a prescription drug plan, that they should be looking at those changes, because formularies or the drug list, they change every year. And so this is why we encourage people to go see their local representative. Go see your agent. They understand all the different parts and the different plans that are out there.
You know, absolutely. And I think that people are like, oh, I was happy with my plan last year. I'm just going to use drug plans, for example.
Sure.
And it's like, that's great. We're happy. We hope you're happy with your plans. We hope you're happy with your selections every year. That's everybody's goal, is if, you know, like if the wife's happy, happy wife, happy life. If you have a happy client, then all's well as well. So, you know, those are our wishes, that to keep everybody in something that's working well for them. However, those formularies are, or like Autumn said, the drug lists change every year. So you really do need to be, you know, your own advocate in a way, and to, you know, check those medications and see, have I had anything that's changed since I made this decision last year? It might not even be a new medication. It could be something you started in February and March and you forgot about that this is new from when you ran your medications last year. And so that's something that I do for all my clients, and they're kind of surprised. I just had somebody in today and they said, we just so trust you. What do you think? And I said, nobody should make a decision until they do their due diligence and look at all, look at it from all aspects. And we haven't done that yet. So, well, you know, let's do the due diligence.
Yeah. And even between a husband and a wife, a
Absolutely.
Husband may have a completely different set of needs than even the wife. Like, I'll use my husband and myself as an example. I am Murphy's Law. I will step off of a curb and break an ankle just because it was a Tuesday. I wish I was kidding. I've done it four
so
times.
Sad.
Oh, I know.
Autumn.
But my husband is a nurse, and so he won't go to the doctor unless his arm is hanging off by duct tape, or is hanging off, and then he'll duct tape it and he'll be like, ah, we'll be fine, rub some dirt in it. So we have totally different needs. But you're right about the prescription portion, because even though your drugs may not have changed this last year, the plans have changed.
Absolutely.
For instance, like I'll use Regence as an example. So this next year, we're going to be participating in the insulin savings program, which means depending on what your prescriptions look like, we might be able to save you hundreds and thousands of dollars over the course of the year on your insulin. So it's a great time to just sit down, call your agent, book an appointment. They don't take that long, maybe 45 minutes, but it could save you a lot of money and a lot of grief in the long run.
Right. And really, it does only take about, you know, I usually say an hour, depending on how long your list is.
Right.
If you have a long list, give us a little bit more time.
Right.
One of the things is, it can be so surprising. One of the things that I had happen recently was somebody say, oh, I was told, you know, years ago, don't ever let that plan go. That's such a great price. That's such a great plan. Don't ever let that go. And that really resonated with that person. So they were kind of protectant of what their current coverage was, and they were like, I was told never let it go. And it's like, even a year ago, things are different. If it was 5 years ago, it's way different. It's a totally different ball game. So I think that things that we were told a long time ago, like say with retirement plans or PERS or
right.
or with these other things, you were always told never give it up, never let it go, or once you leave you can never come back. And so a lot of people were making decisions based out of fear, or just that small little comment somebody made just resonated so sound with them, never let it go. And I've had a lot of those never let it goes come in this year, and they're like, wow, why did I not do this sooner? So it really is a great year to get out and check and, you know, compare and see what's
yeah.
out there, you know, and what do you lose? 1 hour.
Right.
You know, and an hour of your time.
Absolutely. And the thing that most people don't understand is that it's a no obligation and there's no charge to have that visit. And so someone like yourself, where you're a broker, and so you represent a whole bunch of different companies. I mean, I would love it at all to be Regence, but
yeah.
but you represent a whole bunch of different companies. And so it's a wonderful opportunity to sit down with somebody that is completely unbiased and just really get a lay of the land. And there are some plans that, hey, you should not leave your plan. You're on the best plan for you based on what you use it. And
yep.
there's some people that say, yeah, it's time.
Right.
So
I've given both those talks already.
Yeah.
Since October 1st, it's like, ooh, you should stay put. That looks pretty good for you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But that's where the ethics, the morals, and the values come in. You really do have to look at what's best in somebody's best interests, and that may be nothing, or it may be a change, or it may be a nothing, but you have to know. I mean, I do, to go home at night, that I've done what's, you know, in their best interest, and treat everybody like if it was my mother or my family or somebody, you know. So that's what I value.
Well, I also think, though, and there's no such thing as a bad plan. I really firmly believe that there's no such thing as a bad plan that's out there. They're just designed for very specific people.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's really about making sure that those puzzle pieces fit together. And that's where someone like yourself comes into play. And that's why you're such an integral portion of Medicare, is because you have to be able to understand how all those parts work and all the nuances. Like, hey, this place has really fast referrals, or this place is going to pay your bills very promptly, or this place has awesome customer service, they're here local, maybe they hypothetically are in Medford, just throwing that out there, and
a stone's throw.
I mean, that's just, there are certain things that are going to come into play when you're talking about your healthcare choices.
Absolutely. I mean, and everybody's different, and lifestyles are different, mm-hmm. and activity levels are different.
Yes.
So, because we do have a lot of people that really love Silver and Fit, they really do. They love that. That's a great selling point for some people. They're like, I want to get out in the gym and I love it. And what? So it's really exciting to talk about those differences and have everybody have a different scenario.
Yeah.
The one thing is, we're busy this time of year.
Yeah.
But no appointment's the same.
No, each appointment's different. But as for the Silver and Fit, so we've always allowed you to gym hop, which means like, hey, one day you could go to Curves and the next day you go to Snap and the next day you go to YMCA, whatever the case may be. So that's always been there, but we also allow you to bounce back and forth between the home gym and the in-person. So if you do the home version, that gives you virtual classes, so you can do Zoom classes. So let's say your local gym doesn't offer a certain class that you want. Great, you can do it online. And it also comes with a health coach. So if, let's say, I really want to focus on my core strength this year. Great. She'll give you exercises and focus on different programs for that. And then you also get the Fitbit and an actual gym kit. So you get to bounce back and forth. It's all about flexibility. And that's really what, so this is something that Regence is really focusing on, but I really feel like this is going to be the progression of Medicare in general, and Medicare Advantage plans in general, I should say, is that people are going to try to make sure that our members are able to age in place, and age in place with dignity, which means, where do you want to spend your golden years? Do you want to do it in home?
Mm-hmm.
You want to do it in your home. And so let's make sure that we can give you all those tools to make sure that you can stay home, and that you have the peace of mind, and that your family has peace of mind. And so Silver and Fit is one of those little tools in that toolbox.
Yeah, it's a gem. It's definitely a perk, bells and whistles, you know. Yeah. So, well, we're going to take a quick break, and then we'll come back and talk more with Autumn. That just went so fast already. We could just talk forever. So we'll talk with you guys back in just a few moments. This is Shannon Sebastian with Your Cue, sponsored by Premier Insurance. Be back in just a sec.
This is KQEN Local Talk at 4 on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Welcome back. This is Shannon Sebastian, and you're listening to Your Cue here on News Radio 1240 KQEN. And today I have joining me is Autumn Edwards from Regence Blue Cross Blue Shield of Oregon. And so thank you again for being on the air with me and joining us.
My pleasure.
So, with all we've talked about, there's all kinds of new things out there, and mm-hmm. we have new options, new perks, bells and whistles, and stuff like that. And so some plans, I wanted to see if you could touch on this with me, is some plans are what are called PPO plans, and some are HMO plans. And I think that that's something that I commonly get asked about, like people don't understand the difference. And
sure.
So would you mind?
Yeah. So an HMO is a health maintenance organization. It means that you must go to doctors on a list, and then you must get a referral to go to the next step. If you don't do those two things, then that bill becomes yours. And so it's a great plan for people that are homebodies, that they don't do a lot of traveling. Usually they'll have emergency coverage if they're out of the area or out of the network, but it's really designed for people that like to have a primary doctor that you go to, and then that doctor tells you where to go. So, yeah, that's an HMO. And then a PPO is a preferred provider organization. You can go to doctors in or out of network, and all that just means is they're on the list. Hey, this doctor takes my insurance. If you go out of network, you're going to pay a little bit more, but you have that option. And then when you're looking at PPOs, you usually don't need to get a referral to go to that specialist, but you also want to look at what that network looks like. So, like for instance, like Regence's network is a nationwide network, which means we have 47 states across the nation that are in our network. So, and what that means is that if you go see a doctor in Phoenix, you're going to pay the same copay as if you were seeing that doctor here in Roseburg. It just gives you a lot more flexibility. But again, it's all about how do you use your insurance. The other nice thing about a PPO is that you don't need to get that referral. So you don't have to go to primary care. You can go to that next step right away. So let's say you have an ear infection. You know it's an ear infection. You get an ear infection once a year. You just want to go to the ear, nose, and throat doctor. You don't want to go to the primary care for him to give you a referral to go to the ENT. You're an adult. So that is a great example of somebody that is a good fit for a PPO, because then they can just go directly to that ENT. They don't have to go to the primary care first. Yeah.
Thank you. That was a really good breakdown.
In a nutshell.
Yeah. No, that's great. And I feel like, you know, with the differences, or we have a lot of acronyms and things in Medicare land. And so I'm always trying to make sure we're breaking those down and explaining what they are. And oftentimes people see it and be like, what is this? And does this mean anything to me? Yeah. Well, it really can, depending on how you like to have your freedoms to basically come and go as you please, so to speak, you know, or.
Right. Like I said, there's no wrong plan.
I like that.
It just makes sure that you're an adult. How do you want to do this? Right. It's just about how do you like to use your insurance?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for that.
Yeah.
So Regence Blue Cross Blue Shield has multiple plans.
Mm-hmm.
And so we all kind of get, as agents, we get so used to, we learn our stuff every year. And when you were talking about the training and the integrity and all of that, trust me, it's a lot. We do a national-wide training, mm-hmm. and then we have to train product specifics and still touch on morals, ethics, and values, fraud, waste, and abuse, all those type of things. For every carrier, we have to prove that we've done these things. So
yep.
There is a lot of training that goes into it. But when you get right down to it and you get comfortable and you see all the perks, bells, and whistles, and I have used that all the time now, so I've got to come up with another phrase. But, you know, all the goodies that the plans have and the extras, because, again, they are Medicare Advantage plans, keyword advantage. So they yes. meet and or exceed original Medicare. And they all have these perks, bells, and whistles. Now, a lot of them have perks, bells, and whistles. I should not use the word all. But there's just so much goodness out there. I mean, this is the most excited I've been out of any of the years I've done this, honestly.
Honestly, when it comes to Medicare Advantage plans, you should be excited about it. I mean, there's so many really awesome benefits that are offered within them. And the reason for that is because they're subsidized. These are subsidized, and so that's why you can get a plan for $19 a month or mm-hmm. or $34. I'm not sure what the competition has, but yeah, they have other prices. But that's why they're so inexpensive, is because they are subsidized. And with that subsidization, we have what's called star ratings. And you'll see these on the commercials that are coming out right now, because this is that time of year where you're going to be inundated. But if you see the star ratings, think of it like the old Siskel and Ebert. Like, hey, I'm going to give this movie 5 stars. Fantastic. So when we look at star ratings, everybody starts at a 3. 5 is the best you can get. And anything under a 3, you really want to kind of hedge bets. Mm-hmm. Regents has a 4.5. We are really, really proud of that because it's not perfect, but we're pretty dang great. And so I will take that.
I honestly don't know if a 5 exists in Oregon.
It does. Not in our area.
Because I was going to say, I remember back
a few years ago,
there was one, yeah. And then it dropped below a 5 1 year. So yeah. I don't know if they got back up there. But anyway, it's not around here. But it just goes to show that there's not a lot. Like, that is a highly small amount that reach that 5 of attainability. And in my experience, it was up north, and it usually is an HMO. Yeah. Because it's, in my opinion, a smidge jaded to that side.
There's actually 2, and they are up in the northern area for the state of Oregon. Regents does have a 5-star plan, but it's in Washington. But the reason why I was talking about those star ratings is mm-hmm. because that also helps with the funding and that reimbursement rate. But because Regents is a local nonprofit organization, we take that money and we reinvest it into our plans. And so because we're doing all those right things, we get to get that extra money to build better plans with like massage and acupuncture and chiropractic and personal emergency devices and over-the-counter medications and lifestyle drugs and diabetic programs. And the list just goes on and on and on. I mean, our list of perks compared to just the basic grid that you would see on Medicare.gov, mm-hmm. That Medicare.gov list is so minute as opposed to all the bells and whistles and sizzle, as they like to say in the sales world. There's so much more. There's so much more.
Yeah. I mean, you and I are saying it like that. Right. It's like if I was right before I came here, I actually had an appointment. It was so fun to get to share all those with somebody in just a plan review, and they were like, okay, so did the price change? Like, that was instantly the comeback. Well, did the price? No, it's the same. And they're like, how in the world? This is amazing. And it's like, honestly, with dealing with individual in the past, you know, it's kind of been a lot of bad news and high prices on that side of things. Yeah. So to really be able to call people and tell them super good news, it's actually been really fun this year, and it just seems like time's already flying by. But tomorrow we're kicking it off officially.
Well, and this year really is the year of the consumer. I mean,
absolutely.
Nobody came out with a bad plan. All of us came out with really awesome plans out there. And you can tell I kind of geek out over this. But
yeah,
I mean,
what I feel like. And I'm like,
you're like, this is exciting, right? I know. So honestly, everybody's plan that is out there is really good and really competitive. And so who's benefiting from this? Members are benefiting.
Absolutely.
Because all we're doing is just making things better and better. And that's really Regents' standard, is that we want to make sure that if you become a member with us, that you don't feel like you have to jump ship every 2-3 years. Because that's exhausting.
It is.
So we just want to make sure that if you become a member, that you get to, that you feel comfortable staying with us forever. And we do that by constantly building up our plans without adding extra cost. It's just a win-win.
Right. And it is. And you guys have had your prices be very, very stable. Mm-hmm. So that's really nice. So I don't know if this is a fair question.
Okay.
So tell me if I'm being unfair here.
All right.
you have multiple plans. So I know I do. But you tell me what's your most popular plan out of your toolkit that you have.
All right. So I know I'm supposed to be an objective person, but my favorite plan that we offer is by far the primary. Mm-hmm. And it really is our flagship plan. So it's our lowest price plan, so it's only $19. But on that plan, it has every single bell and whistle. And then we also made it better by the out-of-network cost sharing. We put flat copays for MRIs and imaging. The extra bells and whistles are going onto that plan. And it used to be, hey, the more that you spend, the better kind of plan you're getting. That's not the case anymore.
It's not.
Not even close. Now,
I crunch the numbers all the time. It's not.
sometimes the math just doesn't add up for those higher expensive plans. Mm-hmm. And so I love our $19 plan, which is our primary PPO. It gives you all the benefits of those other expensive plans that are out there in the world, but for very, very small amount of money. So I'm very proud of that one.
It's a very reasonable, affordable mm-hmm. one too. So, we have already talked about some of the changes. So that was one of them. Mm-hmm. But are there any other changes that you have coming out this year that you can think of?
Any other changes? So out of network, we dropped that co-insurance. Our dental was already included, but we've added some more to our included dental. So we already do the dental exam and the cleanings and the x-rays. You get two of those, and that's already in the plan. Already in our plan is that we also cover periodontal cleanings. That's already included. But this year we also included diagnostic exam. So what does that mean? Because that's the first question. So I will use myself again as the example, because
it doesn't break HIPAA.
It doesn't break HIPAA. And I'm a hot mess. But now, so I'm afraid of the dentist. Sorry for any dentists listening. I apologize, but I'm afraid of the dentist. And so I will wait until I actually have a tooth pain
issue,
and then I'll go in and they'll be like, well, it looks like you're going to need a filling. Well, we don't have time to get you in to do the filling today. We'll schedule you for now. But this exam, you have to pay for this exam. And then when you come back, we'll do the filling. So that exam is called a diagnostic exam. That's when they figure or diagnose what the problem is. And that's now included on the preventative. So if you do the dental buy-up, which is $24 a month, it's going to make that other amount of money for the fillings stretch that much further. So very excited about that. And I think this is just another way of just thinking, wow, we're throwing more things into the plan that's already in there. We have our mom's meals. So I'll give another example.
I love the mom's meals. I think it's such a great thing. I mean, I don't want a client to have to use it, but I'm pleased to.
I had a broker who's also a member, which is the best referral I can say, or recommendation. So I have a broker that is also a member, and he got COVID. Mm. And he called me and he's like, my wife and I got COVID. We're really scared. I'm not really sure what to do. We can't get groceries. We can't get our drugs. What do we do? And I was like, well, you've got Regents. So call in to our chronic care line. And they called in, and because he had other medications that he was already taking, we used Papa's Pals, which is our virtual companionship program. But that virtual companionship program can also deliver your groceries and deliver your prescriptions. So they had their groceries delivered. They had their prescriptions delivered to their doorstep. And then we instituted Mom's Meals. And Mom's Meals is a program where they make homemade frozen meals, and they're delivered to your doorstep. You can get them after a hospital stay or if you have any chronic condition. And so they delivered 54 meals to them. So he called me after he was all healed up, and he's like, Autumn, these meals were fantastic, but my freezer is overfull.
I was gonna say, do you have room for 54?
He did not, but he's like, they were really good. And they are. And the other nice thing about them is that they're completely specialized. So let's say you have dietary restrictions,
right,
which if you have a chronic condition, you usually do. So they can be made like heart healthy, diabetic,
no salt, right,
any of those kind of things. And yeah, and they're really good.
Yeah,
and that's all
amazing.
No charge.
Yeah, and I absolutely love that. And I'm glad that you had that example, because I'm kind of like, I want somebody to, you know, tell me when they have it and get that. But we're going to go to break, and we will be back in just a moment. Again, this is Shannon Sebastian with Autumn Edwards, and this is Your Cue on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
This is KQEN Local Talk at 4 on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
All right, welcome back. So I have to joke. I didn't say this earlier, but in the last segment, Autumn and I are talking, and there is a fly in here. So every once in a while, I'm stalling because this fly is driving me nuts. So anyway, if you hear me pause for a second, that's what it is. It's this fly. He's driving me nuts in here. So, okay. So Autumn, again, thank you for being with us on the show today, and I sure appreciate your time and energy. So thank you. One of the things you know I'm passionate about, because this is where I'm going to go back to the parade, is we are so passionate at Premier Insurance about our veterans. I mean, we're here. We have the freedoms that we have because of these men and women. And so we just honor them every day, always and at all times in our office and in our decision making and the things that we do. And so with doing the radio show, just started out April Fool's Day, because that seemed like a perfect day to put me behind the mic since I had never done this before. You know, getting out in the community and doing community events and charitable things is a really big part of why we started the show and, you know, what we're about at Premier Insurance. And so reached out, and what started is this small little idea. I don't know. I have issues. So anyway,
yeah.
A few phone calls later, we're doing this big, huge event, and for the whole town. And I still don't even know. But anyway, it was great. It was wonderful. And people were so grateful and so celebratory. And
it was a lot of fun.
It was really just a beautiful day. People were just so grateful. I went back to the office, and Alan said, "Have you ever seen anything like that?" And I said, "No." And I just started weeping. And I said, "It was just, I've never felt that much gratitude in my life." And I volunteered in a lot of ways and for a lot of years. And that day, there was just so much community kindness and love and gratitude. I don't know if I'll ever feel anything like that again. So thank you for being a part of that.
Well, thank you. Maybe the audience doesn't know exactly how this all came about, but Shannon came to me. She's like, "Hey, you guys have a really cool veteran program. Would you be willing to partner up and do a veteran program?" I'm like, "Sure." And so we originally thought, let's do a fun little drive-through picnic. But yep. The community. So while Shannon absolutely deserves as much credit as humanly possible, the community really stepped up, and it was so much fun. My son and I came down, and we, like I said, we manned the VIP section and handed out waters, and it was so much fun. And the community just came out in droves, and it was a wonderful event. But Regents is always looking for different ways to be able to give back to the community. So we help sponsor that. We just sponsored a veteran run in Medford. We're part of the Veteran Stand Down program in Portland. These are all just things that are near and dear to Regents' mm-hmm. heart and my heart. And so we're just always looking for opportunities to try to give back to our communities.
And that's what was so nice, because it all aligned. Your passion and Regents' and Premier's and our staff. And so it snowballed into something, but it did because it was good and it was wanted and needed so badly. And mm-hmm. so I just feel it was just such an amazing event. And it all started out because I do know that you are passionate about veterans, and so is Regents. And because of that, I know that because you guys have a plan specifically geared to pair beautifully with the people that receive benefits or health care from the Veterans Association.
Yes.
And I even love the name of it. It's called the Valiance Plan. So when I asked you about your most popular or plan that you, this is mine. This is my passion. This is my plan of yours that I just adore. It makes me happy to help somebody with it every time.
So I, if I had a tail like a puppy dog, this is the one that gets it wagging really, really fast. I love our Valiance plan. So how it works is if you're a veteran and you have VA coverage, this isn't necessarily for those that are on TRICARE or CHAMP VA. Obviously, if you have TRICARE or CHAMP VA, you've got amazing insurance. But if you have VA, you don't necessarily have that freedom of choice, or they're starting to. They're trying to roll that out. But if you're going to use the VA doctors, you're going to use the VA. And think of them like sandboxes. You can only play in one sandbox at a time. But let's say you get the cold, you get a cold, or you get the flu, or you cut your hand and you don't want to go through that prior authorization with the VA, you can use this Valiance plan. And the Valiance plan has no charge, so there's no downside. And you can go see an outside doctor. So if you're seeing the outside doctor, you use the Valiance. And if you're seeing the VA, you see the VA. But the beautiful thing about this Valiance plan, everything, including the kitchen sink, is thrown into that plan. So it has full dental, comprehensive and preventative. It has vision. Obviously, you're going to go through the VA for your big stuff, but it has things that VA doesn't offer, like massage and acupuncture and naturopath and chiropractic. And it has the gym membership, and it has it's
just so much freedom.
So much freedom.
And that's what I always think about. Yes. It's like everybody's served and we have all these freedoms. And this is a way that it's kind of like a give back. Well, here's your freedom to choose if you want to see somebody in
Absolutely.
Or out, if you want to see somebody Tuesday at 4:00 or whatever, you know. And I know the VA does the best they very can, and in no way am slighting anybody back.
Absolutely.
So please know that. But there are still long waits because
there's only one VA.
Yeah.
And there's
serving a lot.
Exactly.
They're not just serving Douglas County. They serve a broad area. And so, you know, they can only do what they can do as far as seeing so many people a day.
And it's a nationwide PPO. So even if they're out traveling, they can still go see. So, like, I'm a big storyteller. So let's say they are snowbirding it. And they're down in, we already did Phoenix, so let's choose.
Sunrise. I have a lot of people that go to Sunrise, and I don't even know where that's at.
Sure. Okay, let's go. Sunrise. I don't know where that is. But they're in Sunrise. Fantastic. So, well, not fantastic, but they're in Sunrise. They fell. They broke their knee. I don't know. They broke their knee. And obviously, there isn't a VA close to that. So they can go to the outside doctor. They just pay the regular copay. And then they can do their physical therapy down there, too. And they just pay that small copay. But they don't have to pay for the plan. The plan's no charge. And then when they come back, if they want to continue that care with the VA, they can. But they don't have to move their records to the other hospital. It just gives them more flexibility. It's an amazing plan. I'm very excited about it. And it's one of those absolute win-win situations that if you have this, it's just a no-charge added value program. Grab it. You get the over-the-counter drugs. They're included at no charge. So you get $40 a quarter for that. And they literally don't have to do anything. I love this plan. Yeah. Love it.
I just think it's such a huge help, and it always surprises me when I find out that somebody, you know, goes to the VA and does everything 100% in, but they've had Part B this whole time. That's just mind-blowing to me, because sometimes they'll do it, again, because somebody said, you have to do this, don't go without it, or don't do this. Some do and some don't, but if you have Part B, you are paying money every month out of your Social Security, and that affords you the opportunity to have a plan like this at no additional charge. Why not? And I always feel like I say, you know, if not for yourself, do it for your spouse or do it for your family, because to know that you have this level of protection in or out of the VA system is such a beautiful thing, and it's huge peace of mind. And I do have my own stories that I have from my own clients, and it does get used. People think, everything's always been covered or everything's always been paid for. Well, there are those situations where it actually is not. And so, and those can add up quick, because medical expenditures are quite high, you know. Mm-hmm. in those times of need where it's an urgent situation, even more so. So it's really been a lifesaver. I've had about three that it's really been a life-changing difference, and that's why I feel so passionate about it, because I've actually seen this put to work where it's really made a difference in somebody's life when they have had those out of VA expenses.
Oh, I absolutely agree. And the other group that the Valiance plan really works well with is Indian Health Services. So if you have somebody that's currently on tribal insurance, but they don't necessarily want to go back to the tribal provider, they have that option to be able to kind of double dip. They can go see their tribal provider, or they can go see an outside provider. And it's totally okay. And again, it's no charge. It's truly, it's a win-win situation. So if you're on VA or IHS, which is Indian Health Services, just, it's a win-win plan. It's there's no downside on these plans. And how often do you get to say that in today's world, that there's no downside? It's right. Only a win-win.
Yeah. I love it because I get to say it very often right now.
Right.
Well, we're going to take a break because we are moving right along. We'll be back very quickly and finish up our talk with Autumn. So be right back in just a few moments. This is Shannon, sponsored by Premier Insurance on Your Q.
This is KQEN Local Talk at 4 on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Welcome back, everybody. And I just want to say thank you for listening today. Hopefully we have, as the show is about, your cue, celebrating, uplifting, and educating. Today was kind of an educating date, but we also are hoping we motivated you or inspired you to move forward and look at things every year and do a review of your plan and just make sure you're in the best place for the year. I always tell my clients, I think one of the nice things about it is I touch base with them every year, because then they know they've done their due diligence. Like we talked about, running the medications, checking if anything's changed, just having that conversation. Plus, it's fun to see your agent every year, or I enjoy seeing my clients every year. So then they can not worry about the phones, not worry about the commercials that you all know I just love so much on the TV, because I've already commented about that. And also just put the trash away, put the stuff, your propaganda's in the mail, or the telemarketers, or just be like, made my choice already, thank you, you know. So it's kind of nice to have that off your hair before the holidays especially. So even though we are October 15th through December 7th, so you do have, time. It is kind of nice. I always feel like, just get that out of your hair before
like
the holidays.
I like to get it done early.
Yeah. But we also get, quite a few people calling. So it's like, we just schedule you out, and that way you have a safe space and one-on-one, or I've done two-on-one or three-on-one, whatever group you come in with. I don't think I can do more than three at the same time, because my little office is kind of smaller.
Yes.
Three chairs is maximum for me. But, if you come in with friends or something like that, it's nice to have that one-on-one attention and know that you've made your choice and move on and put it behind you for the year. I also wanted to, again, just thank you. I know I've already thanked you for taking your time out of your day to come on the show, and I really appreciate it. And I know that we've had to have educated somebody, because I feel like the Valiance and the VA stuff is just this thing that people don't know about. And so,
well, thank you for having me. It's always a pleasure to chat with you.
Yes,
and
thank you.
Yeah, this is fun.
And I have to tell you, you came down, was it last Monday? Or anyway, not very long ago, you were down. And I survived off my Cracker Jacks the other day, because I got so busy. I'm like, I really didn't get lunch, or I didn't get anything. And yes, the girls are like, what are you doing in there? And I'm like, surviving off of Cracker Jacks. So yes, Bless your heart. Anyway, I encourage everybody to go out, check out your plans, run your medications, do the review. If you have an agent, call your local agent. We have some great agents around town. Some of them that I not only feel are my colleagues, but some very dear friends. And I know that I just know that there's good ones out there. With everything, there's some that put their heart and soul into it, and maybe some that are in it for a hot minute. But figure out who they are. If you're happy with them, give them a call and schedule with them. If you don't have somebody, I would absolutely love to meet you and to help you work through your plans. And so our office is Premier Insurance, and you can call and schedule with the gals in the office. Would be happy to do it. And our number is 541-672. Oh gosh, I just totally forgot. 6944. I just totally forgot my 9414. I just forgot my own number. That happened. It's this fly. I'm sorry. But anyway, call Premier Insurance and ask for an appointment with Shannon. I'm the only health insurance agent in the office, so that's who you'll get anyway. We also have, you know, you can look up and things on Medicare.gov if you're unable to get, you know, out of your home if you have internet, or you can call. We could do things over the phone. There's all kinds of different ways to have those conversations, have those appointments virtually, over the phone, in person, you know, whatever makes you feel safe in this COVID day, because that's what we all need to do, is just feel protected and safe. But we really want to make sure that you also feel good about your choice for 2021. And like we said, there's lots of perks, bells, and whistles out there. There's lots of goodies on the table. So I kind of view it as I went to the fair, as you know, this year. Autumn was really nice and gave us some doodads to give out from Regents. And people love that stuff. Well, there's a lot of that stuff on the table, if you look at it that way, with these plans this next year. So just like you might like those little trinkets when you go out, you know, to a booth or something like that, there's so many bells and whistles and great coverage and plans out there this year that you should really check them out. And again, give us a call, Premier Insurance. I know one of the other agents, Jim, is doing a little kickoff party for open enrollment tonight. And so and that's at the Senior Center. Stop by and say hi. And we will see you next week. This is Shannon Sebastian on Your Cue. Autumn, again, thank you for
having me
chiming in here for this hour. I sure appreciate it. Everybody have a great week.